Now let's do one on Mrs. Turk, T-U-R-K. Okay, this is Charmaine, C-H-A-R-M-A-I-N-E, Turk, T-U-R-K. This is a 75-year-old woman currently in hospice with history of CVA, hypertensive heart disease, also has COPD, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, which is now 3B, very close to hemodialysis during the last hospitalization, diabetes, decreased mentation, confusion, KPS score is at 40%, period. She wears a diaper. She requires care of a caretaker to stay alive. Jania, J-A-N-E-A, is her caretaker, who tells me that she's becoming much weaker. As a matter of fact, she took a fall last week, went to the hospital beginning of April. Patient was told that her kidneys were in trouble. She's definitely not a candidate. She's not interested in hemodialysis. She's complaining of left foot pain, back pain, and leg pain. All the x-rays were negative. She also has hyperkalemia related to her kidney failure. Was told only thing she can take is Tylenol, period. In the paragraph, patient continues to worsen as far as her activity level is concerned. She's losing weight. She's not eating as much. She can only take Tylenol per her physician in the emergency room. Her pulse was 98%. No, 100. Pulse was 100, or TUSAD was 94%, period. She also has issues with swallowing related to her stroke. Has history of seizure versus TIAs in the past, period. In the paragraph, her psych medications continue to keep her comfortable, but also maybe contributing to her fall, period. Patient's currently not on oxygen. Her LMAC is 1 second. Let me go to the previous section. Oh, she does have oxygen available that she, her oxygen level was at 90%. She does have oxygen available, but she's not wearing her oxygen. Her tubing would not fit in the machine. She has a concentrator. I was able to fit the tubing into the machine with the help of lubricants, but only certain lubricants can be used on oxygen machine, and she realizes that, period. Her LMAC on the right side, right MAC, RMAC, was 26.5 today. She has decreased mentation, as I mentioned. She also has decreased appetite, staying in bed more often now because of shortness of breath and other issues. As far as her confusion is concerned, that's multifactorial. KPS score is at 40%. 6 David, 6D is their FASD score. Continues to show worsening of her symptoms related to her hospice diagnosis of COPD with recurrent falls, aspiration, decreased appetite, and decreased weight, and decreased LMAC. Thank you.